You're listening to the audio production of Why I Still Believe, a former atheist reckoning with the bad reputation Christians give a good God, by Mary Jo Sharp. Published by Zondervan and read by Jill Blackwood. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit zondervan.com/p/stillbelieveaudio.
Acknowledgements. This story would never have seen the light of day had there not been encouragement all along the way. From the first editor, John Sloan, who sought me out to write the book, to my agent, Mark Sweeney, who continually championed my work as I learned the ropes, to Stephanie Smith and all my Zondervan editors who took me under their wings, I owe you many thanks. To those graduate students from Houston Baptist University who video chatted and discussed this book in its early development, I am indebted. To my readers who took time out of their busy schedules to help me find a path, you are guiding lights. To the last-minute editors, Lenny Esposito and Hillary Morgan Ferrer, who skillfully slashed and trimmed as well as offered great criticism, you have made me better. To my professors and colleagues who helped with the material, you are invaluable. To my friends who didn't see me for months on end, you are my reprieve. And to my family who fed me, cried with me, pushed me, told me to take breaks, and prayed like there was no tomorrow, your crazy love truly reflects the reality of Christ's redemption. Introduction. A Cosmic Orphan. Have you ever zoomed out, I mean really zoomed out, from your life to wonder, what am I doing here? What is my life really all about? Carl Sagan, the science popularizer from the late 1970s and 1980s, once said that the Earth is but a pale blue dot in a great, enveloping cosmic dark. We are but a single pixel in a vast universe. Words such as these weaved a backdrop upon which my childhood beliefs were formed. I never thought of being created or what it meant to transcend my personal moment-by-moment existence. Everything was focused on my insignificant existence in the vast universe. What did it really matter what I said or did? To whom, other than my parents and a relatively few others, was I really accountable? These are the questions that began to rise in my later teenage years. My family moved to Portland, Oregon when I was 2 years old. My father had received the position of assistant brewmaster for a local startup beer label, Henry Weinhard's Private Reserve. Once we moved, Mom and Dad decided we would never leave the Pacific Northwest because of its great beauty, the mountainous coastline with mile after mile of rocky, sandy beaches, the snow-capped volcanic peaks of the Cascade Range, the lush, fern-covered rainforests, the clear-watered lakes and rivers, and the seemingly endless number of waterfalls. It was a nature lover's dream. They took my brother, sister, and me camping all up and down the Washington and Oregon coasts in a bright orange 1974 Volkswagen pop-top camper van, teaching us to love nature. Looking back at pictures of us, we look like the template for modern-day hipsters. Though my parents raised me on a steady diet of nature and science shows, music and artistic events, camping and enjoyment of the outdoors and sports, I lacked any significant training in the deeper things of humanity, theology, philosophy, and psychology. I wasn't trained in how to think well or made aware that I should think well. So I focused on the basic American teenage pursuits, sports, music, school, and relationships. But nagging thoughts intruded on that self-centeredness. Is this really all there is? I live and I die? Does my life even really matter? Who says it matters? My parents? My boyfriend? To be honest, they are just as insignificant in a vast universe as I am. I was raised in a loving, caring home, an environment ripe for my daydreaming and wondering, but my parents also liked to discuss politics. Coming from parents who were on opposite ends of the political spectrum, I witnessed a lot of engaging discussions. These conversations opened me up to thinking on the deeper things of life. I rarely settled for an answer given to me in haste or for expediency. For example, as a child, 'cause I'm the parent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?